All right, all right, all right, all right. Welcome back to the Illuminati Sagas, part 3264, episode 64.2. I've got the recording of the Grandmaster Luca. Again, he called me 1 o'clock in the morning-ish, 12 o'clock in the morning. And this is the Grandmaster Luca. Let's just jump into it. Ready, William? I say, are you ready, William?
Yeah, where are we starting?
You're not reading. Unfortunately, you now just have to just mute your microphone and listen to the next 17 minutes of the Grandmaster Luca talk.
Oh, that's what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hello. Yes, this is Grandmaster Luca.
What's happened? Hello? Hello? William. Testing.
Yes. Yes.
Could you hear? Was there a point where that recording stopped playing for you?
Yeah, I heard the very beginning of it. Hello, Grandmaster Luca. And then that was it.
Yeah, because I'm a total fucking idiot, muted my microphone because I was going to cough. I was afraid I was going to cough. And then I realized, I was like, wait a minute, you dumb fuck. If you move the microphone, then they can't hear the goddamn recording. Here we go. Take two. Fuck. So stupid.
Hello. Yes, this is Grandmaster Luca.
Yes, how you doing?
Doing well, how are you?
I'm good. How are you family?
I'm sorry?
I said, how are you doing? Hope you're good.
I'm doing well, all things considering, thank you.
Yeah, so what's going on? I just spoke with the orphanage home and they still told me that they have not seen it.
Okay. So that's a good question. That's a good question. What's going on then?
Are you lying to me or not?
I'm answering you. The money.
You're lying to me.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. The money was sent. So what are they saying on their end to indicate why it is not showing up whenever you showed them proof that it did show up?
Hold on. You send the money 2 times, and it's supposed to be...
Yeah, you'd think 2 times they'd get it at least 1 time, right?
But you told me that you sent $500.
Correct.
The first screenshot, then the first receipt you sent to me.
Correct. I don't understand what the problem is, other than the fact that they tell you they don't have it. That's what the problem
is. That's what I'm trying to confirm from you now. You told me you sent $500, but in your history, I'm seeing the $1,000.
Correct, so because I sent it twice.
You're lying to me at first.
No, because I told you that I sent it twice. You've been confused on multiple occasions as to what I've told you in the past and told me that I didn't tell you something I clearly did tell you. It's possible that you're talking to too many people at one time and don't recall what I've already told you. The fact remains, Grandmaster Luca, that I have sent you proof of $1,000 payment to the individual that you, sir, instructed me to pay. I have paid them. And for them to tell you that the money is not there is an absolute absurdity. Now, you need to explain to them what is going on, and they need to explain to you why they're telling you that money is not there. And at that time, we can proceed. But for you to question me the multiple times when I've provided you with unequivocal proof that the payments were made is beyond me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I've already spoken to them multiple times, and they still intend saying the same thing, that is a fraudulent payment, that you edited it and sent it back to us.
I'm sorry, is the accent that you currently have a German accent? I've never heard a German accent sound quite like yours.
Yeah, I'm from Germany, but I grew up in Serbia.
Oh, you told me that you were from Germany and moved to America.
Yes, I'm from Germany. I grew up in Serbia. So when I become a member of the organization, I moved to America.
Why is it that you didn't mention that ever?
I don't have to mention that because that is not really important. What is important is that I'm from Germany and I moved to America. So growing up in Serbia is not really important for you to know.
Okay.
Because this is a personal issue.
Oh, I would assume once you're in a brotherhood, personal issues are something that is shared as well as other issues.
Yeah, yes, but you didn't ask. Because I just think
well, that's you're right. Really you are correct. That is not important. You're correct.
So what is important right now is that...
You are individual. What is important right now is that Diane Nielsen is telling you that there is no payment when a payment was made. So I don't know what kind of organization Diane Nielsen is running.
Right now, because... Someone have done this before, edited a receipt and sent it to me that he have sent the orphanage home donation. And I speak with the orphanage home and they did not receive any donation. So I don't like someone wasting my time. Like you said, I have so many people speaking to at the same time. And most of them are also willing to become a successful member of the organization and also I've already donated their donations to the orphanage home, and the orphanage home sees all, but it's only yours that they are not seeing. That is the reason why I'm asking you what's going on.
Well, I've already answered your question multiple times.
To you right now, and someone has already made a donation of $500, same as you, and the orphanage to that same cash app, and the orphanage home just texted me that they have seen the donation. So after ended this call, I'm going to speak with the person that the orphanage home has called, that the orphanage home has confirmed the donation, that we are going to proceed to its initiation stage. That is the same thing I really wish for you, but it seems that you are playing with me online at the same time.
Well, I take great offense to that. Yes, hello. I take great offense to that accusation that you've just spoken incorrectly. I don't know what to tell you other than the truth and the facts are that the payments were made. Why they tell you they are not there, I cannot answer that question because I am not there.
Hello. If you take a very close look to the history that you sent to me, Danny Nelson's name was a little bit, but was the most darker than the previous transaction that you made to Tom Bobol. Daniel Nelson's name was a little much darker than Tom Bobol's that you sent.
Who's Tom Bobo?
Say what?
Who is Tom Bobo?
I did not say Tom Bobo.
That I made a payment to Diane Nelson and Tom Bobo?
No. If you take back to your history, you sent Taco Bell's for $44, right?
Yes.
All right.
I really love their Mexican pizza. Have you had the Mexican pizza, Taco Bell?
Yeah, Taco Bell. Daniel Nelson's name is more darker than Taco Bell. Why?
I don't know. Ask the people. Contact the creators of Cash App. I don't know. Because that's the way Cash App system works. How do I answer that question? I got something off of Cash App, and that's what it was. How am I to control the color of the darkness of something that Cash App is providing me? That is an absurd question.
All right.
I don't work for Cash App. I don't know why their colors are the way that their colors are.
All right. Because someone else have sent me this kind of thing before.
Okay. What has that got to do with me? Why do you continue to bring up things that don't have anything to do with me? What has happened with me is that I have made a donation per your request per your demand, and I have done that, and you repeatedly tell me that I'm not telling you the truth. It seems to me as if you need to take this up with Diane to figure out why she is telling you false information. But for you to continue and accuse me of something that I've shown you proof of is rude and uncalled for, and it seems as if it's possible that you have some sort of tomfoolery going on your end. That is how I think.
You don't really understand what I'm trying to do for you.
I do understand. You're trying to provide me with...
to be alone. Let me talk. Becoming a member of the organization, you don't even know what it really means or what it's going to mean to you and your family. The organization is going to change your lives for the better. And also, taking your family and even help you to become a better person in the society and in the futures to come. Like I told you earlier, someone have just donated to that same cash out and he have just reflected and the organization have received it. So it's only your donation that they have not received. It's going to almost a day now. You sent it yesterday. And till now, the organization have not yet received any donation from you.
Yes, Grandmaster Luca, please allow me to interrupt. I know. You have already told me this story several times. I understand. I understand. I understand. I understand. I understand what it is that you are saying to me. And I have responded to you the only way I know how to, and that is with truth. Now, it sounds at this time we have an impasse. Because you are saying one thing, and I am telling you the other. And you do not want to listen and believe me, and you only continue to repeat yourself. We are at an impasse.
Hello.
What do we do
Hello.
From here?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Go ahead. What do we do at this point?
I want you to speak with your cash app agents, speak with the customer service, and discuss this with them that you sent someone some money and the money did not show up. What is the problem?
Okay.
Speak with them and get back to me with their response. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, speak with them, get back to me with their response and send it to me. Let me see it myself and know what to do from there. All right?
Okay.
I really want to help you on this. That's the reason why I'm just trying to do this for you. Because I don't help people like this because, like you said, I have a lot of people speaking to me and I'm really, really busy. So me taking my time for you now, trying to help you figure out what's going on and what happened to the donation you made really means a lot to you. So we have to take it seriously and try your best to figure this out so that we can proceed immediately. Because I don't want this donation issue to stop you from becoming a successful member of the organization. It would be nice because what you are going to receive from the organization is more, bigger, and better than what we are discussing right now.
Yes.
So don't let this little thing to block your blemishes or take away what you are going to achieve from the organization.
Yes,
I really want that.
Yes, sir.
So $500 is not an amount that you will want it to block your blessings of thousands and connections that Luminati is going to give to you and protection that you are going to receive from us.
Yes, sir.
So,
and I thank you for the opportunity. Yes, I understand, and I thank you for the opportunity. And I do not want this to stop the progress and the opportunity that you have provided me to bless me and my family and those around me.
Yes.
It is an opportunity that I could never have imagined having the opportunity to have because it's such a great opportunity to have the opportunity. So it is not an opportunity that I take lightly. It is an opportunity that I want to opportunize on and follow through with. So I thank you for the opportunity, and I do not take that opportunity lightly. It is an opportunity that I would like to make an opportunity. So thank you. I will contact the Cash App individual and discuss with them and get a response to them as to what happened and why that donation did not go through. Or if it did go through, we will see what they happen to say, and we will proceed from there.
Good, good, good. I really love what you just said. So don't let this be a distraction for you, and don't let this have you weighed down. I want you to try your possible best to find out what really happened and get back to me, okay?
Yes, for the opportunity.
Yeah, good. Because I really want you to become a member. Like I told you earlier, I have so many people I'm speaking with, but I just decided to take my time on you.
Yes.
Not just because I wanted to become a member, also I really like you and I like your determination and courage, because you have a mindset of helping and trying to better the life of others, trying to make sure when you have and you see someone that don't have, trying to help him or her. So I really adore that, and also you have the habit of giving and donating to the less privileged. That is a much more thing to do. And I really appreciate that. So that is the major reason why I'm really trying to help you. And I don't want you to take this as something that is not serious. I want you to take this seriously. I'm trying to get back to me with the response so that I can proceed with you immediately. Because anytime you take your time or try to play with this opportunity, like I told you, so many people are trying to beg and die for this opportunity, but they did not see it. Including politicians, musicians, even businessmen. But the diplomatic kind favor in you and have interest in you, and that is the reason why we contacted you at the first place.
Yes.
And I promise you, you are going to become a successful member of the organization, and you will see what I'm telling you, what I'm explaining to you. Right from the day we started chanting and talking together, and I really wish to see you someday in the temple for your membership initiation and really speak with you face to face, hug you, and so on and so forth.
Yes, thank you, brother.
Yeah, good. So, what I want to do now is for me is go to the Cash App, speak with the Cash App agency, their customer care. And then what happened to the donation? Where did the money go? Why did the money did not reflect? And know the response and get back to me.
I will do that.
Good. All right.
Thank you for taking the time.
All right. Have a nice day.
Goodbye.
What a great opportunity.
Well, William, are you there? William.
Yes, sir.
You did or did not hear that?
Yes, I did. I did. I heard all of that.
Why'd you say I'm not hearing the convo?
Well, we had a convo well after that chat, Douglas. If you look at the timestamp, that will help you know when I actually sent that.
Whatever. Why wouldn't you reply to me right now whenever I was typing you?
Well, I didn't understand the question.
Oh, shit. What'd you think about that recording? What'd you think about the time at the end where I said opportunity 17 times?
Yeah, you definitely went heavy on the opportunity. I gotta tell you, he does not sound thrilled to be a part of the Illuminati. I thought there'd be a little bit more pep in the step. I mean, he doesn't sound like a man who's got everything that the Illuminati has to offer.
Right? He really doesn't sound like he is a man of great wealth and importance.
No, he doesn't sound.
And the fact that he allows me to talk to him the way that I do is just beyond me. If he's a fucking grandmaster in the Illuminati, he should be shutting my shit down.
A little respect.
Yeah, I'm so disrespectful to the Grandmaster. Why is he not calling me on that? And the fact that he didn't... I noticed that I started saying opportunity. I said it like three times, and I wasn't trying to be... I wasn't doing it on purpose. And in my head, when I was saying it, I was like, man, that's redundant. And then I was like, let's roll with it. So then I started saying opportunity as many fucking times as I could to see if he would say anything, and he didn't. He said, I love what I hear.
They need a better representative to be a Grandmaster.
Yes, they absolutely do.
But it's an opportunity for growth for you from what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's a great opportunity that I'm hoping to opportunize on. I don't even know if that's a word or that's proper usage.
That's definitely not a word.
That's not a word.
No. Opportunize? No, that's not a word. That's
opportunize? A word. No, it says should be a word. William, shall we jump back in this for a little bit longer? I assume we're at 30 minutes on the last one, 17 minutes on this. Let's keep it going, right?
Yeah, let's see. Let's go.
Okay, so now we pick up with Grandmaster Luca at 2 o'clock in the morning. This is after the phone call that we just heard between me and the Grandmaster. And now, remember, this is just out of the fucking blue. I didn't expect to be talking to this guy. It's complete improv. It's fun. I enjoy it. Let's go. Good. Just speak with them and get back to me with their response.
Approximately 18 hours pass here, 10:43 p.m. Hello, brother. How are you? I've spoken with the Cash App customer service representative. They have assured me my Cash App payments did in fact go through, as I stated on several occasions, both in text and via voice chat. I will share with you the correspondence. I would first like to say once again, thank you for this opportunity. It's an opportunity that is only dreamt about. To say I say thank you. Secondly, I am thankful that the Cash App representative has verified my truth.
Shortly thereafter, hello, how are you doing?
I am grateful that we can put this behind us now and move forward to the registration and initiation.
In response to, I will share with you the correspondence. Let me see their response.
You want to talk about this?
Yeah. So now we insert an actual screen that friend of the pod, amazing contributor to the Illuminati saga, Amzi, who is responsible for creating all of my fake documentation, created a Cash App chat. That would be from the representative of Cash App. And so this is me sending a screenshot of Cash App support to Grandmaster Luca, proving that I spoke with them. It says from Doug, hi, Cash App person. Who is it? Me? Hi. Can you please confirm the two of my transactions were delivered? Cashbot. Hi, Diego. I'm from Cash App Cashbot. I'll get you to someone who can help. It may take a few minutes, but you don't have to wait. We'll notify you when they reply. Me, thanks. Advocate. Hi, Diego. Hey, Diego. This is James. Thanks for reaching out. I hope you're doing well and safe. I'll be more than happy to assist you. Hey, James. Thanks for your quick response. I guess we probably should have voiced this as well, right?
I'll read this. Hi, James. Can you please confirm that two of the transactions were delivered to the recipient's accounts? I need to confirm delivery of both of the $500 transactions that were sent on August 13th. The two that were sent to Diane Nielsen hashtag cash DN1ND for a total delivered amount of $1,000.
Hey, Diego, thank you for your patience. As I researched your inquiry about your account history, I have confirmed that on August 13th, you sent two payments to Diane Nielsen, hashtag DN1ND. Each payment was $500 for a total of $1,000. The first payment was sent at 5:30 p.m., and the second payment was sent at 11:53 p.m. I have confirmed that Diane's account did receive both of the payments for a grand total of $1,000 from your account on August 13th, 2023. your satisfaction comes first, and I really want to... there's a 22 of 22 in the way. I can't read that. Make something able to resolve your concern today. So I'd like to know if there's anything else I can help you with.
I just needed to confirm that both transactions were delivered and received successfully on by her. Can you please just check one more time to make sure that Diane received the full total of $1,000?
Of course, Diego. I understand your concern and your desire to ensure that your payments were delivered successfully. I have reviewed the transaction history one more time to make sure, and I can confirm that she received both of the payments. And again, just to confirm, it was a total of $1,000 that you sent to her.
Thank you, James. I appreciate all of your help today.
And so that is the two screenshots that I sent to Grandmaster Luca, showing that I spoke to the Cash App customer service representative and action.
I only stopped in to share this good news. I look forward to enriching our brotherhood moving forward. I must step away for a prior engagement. Be well. I look forward to our progress.
I understand. I will get back to you. Let me forward it to them. Next day, what time is it? August 16th. At 8 a.m.? 9 a.m.? 6:09 a.m. Hello. How are you doing?
Hello. I am well.
That was at 9 o'clock in the morning. He didn't reply until 6:30 p.m. Hello. Sorry about the late response. I went for a meeting. I have forwarded it to them, and they said they will look into it. So, same hour. So I have spoken with the Supreme Master, and he said we should proceed with your initiation process. And I have spoken with the cashier. He is the one that is going to send your membership benefits to you. He is setting up your membership account. Hope you understand all of what I have sent to you.
I understand. That is wonderful and exciting news.
Good. Before we can proceed with your initiation, there are some initiating items that is needed for your initiation ceremony.
Such as?
Like I told you earlier, that there are some items needed for you to be initiated into the light. The items is needed in your initiation because there are no blood sacrifices needed. The only thing needed in the initiation is the items. Two options. Number one, you can get the items yourself. Number two, we can help you get the items. After that, you will be initiated. You will be given your benefits, a card of your choice to start a new life. All your heart desires will be granted successfully. Here are the list of items needed to be purchased for the initiation to be successful. Number one, Eden. Number two, Ogirigon. Number three, Illuminati Saint. Number four, Illuminati Oil. Number five, Mustard Seed. Total equals $300. All you have to do now is to pay the money for the items and is going to cost you the sum of $300.
Okay, that certainly sounds doable. I still have a week before payday, and after making that hefty donation for the kids' money is non-existent. I have to eat dinner at my area church. They serve dinner for those in need. It's kind of ironic. I donated all my money to the kids, and now I find myself in a situation of needs like the kids. I could use the donation myself. That's ridiculous, Douglas. Good job. In reference to, like I told you earlier, that there are some... I don't know what the rest of that was, but you know. Here you say I have two options. One, to get the items myself, or two, you can help me get the items. If I'm able to procure all of these items via Amazon, Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, estate sale, storage locker options, garage sales, Goodwill, the dollar store, or even the classified section of my local newspaper, then I can save myself the $300 to pay the items. Also, I hate to ask again, but you have to help a brother out and float me a couple or three B Franklins. A $200 to $300 loan would save me.
In reference to okay, that certainly sounds doable. I understand your point, and the organization is proud of you. I understand that things are difficult for you at the moment, but I want you to try your possible best and get the money for the items. Like I told you before, this is the last process. There is no much time, like I told you. The organization convention ceremony is coming up, and all members need to be initiated. I want you to find the money, sell something, or borrow from someone after your initiation ceremony, and you have received your benefits. You will pay back. In reference to all your membership material is received, like I told you before, all your membership material are ready. It all depends on you now. Later that afternoon, hello?
Later on that evening, 7.07 p.m. Hello, long day at work. Hope you are well. I know I have to have the materials before the organization convention ceremony, but when is that? Also, if the organization already has the materials to supply me with, why do I have to buy them only to give them back? I'm saying I don't understand why the organization makes us pay $300. It's not like they need the money. I am to understand that the organization gives and gives and gives, but so far... so far, it's been a lot of taken from those not financially secured enough to give. Would you be able to point me in the right direction to where I can procure those items on the low, low, real low?
2 o'clock in the morning. Hello. How are you doing? In reference to, I know I have to buy the materials. Those materials are ready. They are going to be given to you in your initiation ceremony. He then sends a picture of, I don't know what this is, a watch with an Illuminati symbol on it, a bunch of other ornate stuff. And then it says, you are buying the items needed for your initiation ceremony. These other items is going to be given to you free in the items. Those items are sold in India. We'll have agent that is getting the items for any new members who is willing to get his so that he can be initiated.
In reference to those materials already, they're going to yada, yada, yada. You may have been confused by my statement and following question. Let me clarify. I understand that I need to procure the Enid, the Ogerigon, the Illuminati Saint, the Illuminati Oil, the mustard seed before the initiation ceremony. My question is, when is the initiation ceremony? I ask because I would like to know how long I have to find the items listed above. Finding it difficult at the moment to locate these items. I'm also finding it difficult to find out what these items are. I have no idea what half these items are. If I'm being honest, I have no clue what any... of the items are, except for the mustard seed. I am happy to announce that the mustard seed has already been purchased. Also, you did not clarify why I need to get the items listed above if the organization already has them for me to buy. As I previously mentioned, the organization is about philanthropy and helping those in need to give and give and give and give and give and give. But all I'm seeing is take and take and take from those like myself who may be less fortunate and in need. Why is that?
In reference to you may have been confused by my statement. On the 28th, in reference to I'm finding it difficult at the moment to locate. Let me see. These items are only on Indian. In reference to also, you did not clarify why I need to get them. We'll have an agent that always get items whenever any member wants to get initiated.
In reference to these items are only on Indian, you say, and I quote, the items are only on Indian. Does that mean I have to locate an Indian person who is wearing or is in possession of all five things and then retrieve the items from them? Is the Indian person a dot or a feather Indian? I don't mean that to be derogatory. I just don't know how else to verbalize the difference between them. I would like to possibly trade services or barter with that Indian when I find them. Do these Indian people possess the five items congregate at a certain location? In reference to, as I previously mentioned, the organization gives, also please respond to all points and questions. In reference to, as I previously mentioned, the organization, also you said nothing about this, and you did not answer my question here. I don't have long before the 28th. I have 10 days to get those items. If I'm being honest, I'm nervous I'm not going to be able to find the items when then negotiate the procurement of those items by the 28th. Will I be able to postpone until the next ceremony after the 28th? That's the end of that particular day. We're moving on to August 20th, 5:16 a.m. Hello?
11:30 a.m. Hello. How are you doing? Sorry about the late response. I went for a meeting. In reference to you say, and I quote, the items are only on Indian. Like I told you, we'll have an agent in India that always gave items for us when any member wants to get initiated. He is also a member of the organization. In reference to, I would like to possibly trade services or barter. You can't find him. Member are not allowed to see him. In reference to, I don't have long before the 28th. Your initiation process will be canceled. And I don't want that to happen. Later that afternoon. Hello? Why are you not responding to my message?
Moving on to 7:49 p.m., I've not responded for two reasons. One, I was busy living life and attending a meeting. And number two, I am waiting for you to respond to all my inquiries. Once you show me the respect of properly responding to all of my questions and concerns, I will show you the respect of replying. Respect is a two-way street, no matter what your status in life is. That is the end of that particular day, and we move on to August 21st.
12:41 p.m. Hello. How are you doing? Respect is a two-way street. Yes, I'm sorry about my late response. I remember I told you that are so many members like you who are interested in becoming a member of the organization. There have been lot of initiation ceremony in the temple, and that is what I really want you to be among. And also, the new members are already receiving their membership benefits. Like I told you before, that immediately after your initiation ceremony, your membership benefits is going to be sent to you. I'm sorry about the late response to your message. Next day, 6:20 p.m., 6 hours later. Hello.
Response at 8:02 p.m. Hello. I have wonderful news, brother.
What is that?
I was able to get the mustard seed. Will this work? Provides a image shot.
Yeah, so there is a link. I put a link in there. So at one point in time, I'm having this conversation with AMZ and the rest of the Illuminati group on Snapchat. And AMZ made a link that if I could get him to click on the link, it would tell me where he was located. So I reversed scammed his ass. So, but I don't get anything from it other than information. So I said I was able to get the mustard seed. I sent him a link of some mustard seed from Walmart that AMZ created that would track his information. So will this work? Insert the actual link.
I can't access it.
That's my fault. I'm not great with technology. Hopefully the organization can help me with that too. I'm super excited to get at least one of them. Another screenshot link. If I have one item, can I just buy the other four at a lower cost?
In reference to that's my fault. I'm not great with technology. What is this? You can get the Illuminati initiation items in any store. The items are sold only in Indian.
Is that mustard seed that is secured going to work? Here is what I bought. Again, the link. Are you going to send that picture you said you were going to?
Hello. How are you doing?
August 22nd.
Yeah, August 22nd, new day. I guess he said he was going to send me a picture. Maybe I missed this. I don't know. Keep going. August 22nd. Are you going to send me the picture? 7:20 a.m. Hello. How are you doing?
Hello. Just woke up. Time to get ready for work. Why have you not sent me the picture that you offered to send?
Ah, snap. I just realized what's happening here. So, I didn't miss a slide. We're moving so fucking quick. What we are missing here is the second phone call.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So there is another 17-minute phone call that he gets on. This time it's a video call. Oh. He FaceTimes me via the Telegram app. And this would be where we insert that sound clip. So we either stop right now, we record that sound clip and add it, or we pick that up in the next episode.
I said we pick it up in the next episode.
Okay. Well, that's it for now. That's where we lie. That's where we're at. To recap what you just listened to, the Grandmaster told me to pay $500 donation. I sent him enough fake shit and slow played him that he gave up on it. He basically said, fuck it. I talked to the Supreme Master. We're going to proceed with your initiation. But in order to proceed, now I need you to buy these five items for $300. Obviously, I'm not buying any fucking items, so I'm slow playing them. He gave me the option to buy them on my own, or I can buy them through him. So now I'm trying to buy them on my own, and this motherfucker's telling me that I can only get them from the Indian. And so that's where we're at. He calls me again, I think a little bit out of frustration because things aren't moving quickly and I'm not just paying the $300. He did click on the link, by the way. I was able to find out that according to the link, I don't know if he's using a VPN, but it said that he was in Nigeria, in the state of Cross River, in the city of Calabri. And so that's where we're at. He clicked on the link, and now he made a phone call. Next episode, we'll play the phone call, and we might actually be able to wrap it up because we moved pretty quick and went through a lot of stuff tonight.
All right.
Comments, questions, concerns, William?
No, I think that went well. Went pretty smooth, I thought.
Okay, very good. Thanks for listening, everybody, to the this hodgepodge, this clusterfuck of an episode. William, have a great time in where are you going? Louder than life in the great state
louder
of Kentucky.
Than life in the great state of Kentucky.
And remember, the rest of you out there, tune in to No Judgments Here, a podcast about music, music news, music reviews, and all things music, where you can hear the five podcasts in 5 days live from Kentucky after their concerts. William, thanks. Have a great time. Travel safe. And I can't wait to listen to your other podcasts.
Yes, sir.
Peace. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Actually, let's send this one out a little proper, and we're out. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.
And this is where the Off the Rails theme song is playing for everybody to listen to.
We are off the rails.
There it is.
Off the rails.